Young Maine, 35 riders.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I hunt. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Just blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why I hunt?
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's a name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking, that's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept busting, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept busting, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why? Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who won it, did it.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why? I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Alrighty, welcome to Global 14. The Crack goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Onyx on the mic with you, also Golden Fleece.
Yes. Yo, yo, another Wednesday. What's going on, family?
Oh, my goodness. You know, ripping and running. Glad to be sitting down somewhere off these planes. I'm tired, ready to just chill, relax, get into the show tonight. Excited about the guest we got coming up, Scotty ATL from Atlanta, Georgia. It's always
yes.
ATL can make their presence on this show right here. So, yeah, it's going to be nice. I like this kid. I really do. I'm saying kid like we're not the same age, but I like this guy, you know.
This guy's dope, man. He got that old ATL soul, man.
Yeah.
He reminds me of, you know, like,
Outcast.
You know, old school Dungeon Family Outcast, you know what I'm saying, that.
Exactly.
That real music, man. He knows how to pick his beats and he knows how to flow to them. I really like this cat. Real dope dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited about him coming on. And then also everybody that's listening tonight for the first time, again, Global 14, the cut via global14.com, which is Jermaine Dupri's social network and blog site and so much more. So make sure you check that out. Be looking forward to the Social Def Tour. It actually is happening and the works at this moment. And I think the first stop is Tom Joyner, a show that's going to be touching down in Orlando, Florida. So if you guys are out in that area or you're going to be able to make it, then definitely do go holler at JD, support Social Death Anniversary, and get an opportunity to check it out. So it should be pretty
Labor Day weekend. Day weekend, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on. So that Tom Joyner weekend is usually pretty big every year in Orlando. So that's going to be a good look for Social Death family out there. So, yeah, that's going to be dope. If you're in the Orlando area, you definitely need to check that out.
Most definitely. And then also, everybody that's been sending some music to us and trying to get heard, we did a review show last week. It was nice. We had a couple of great joints that we're going to put into a rotation. But we like to do a little something different here. We don't just take the music and play it, so I'll let you get into that with them. You know, they've been tweeting and asking, and I got an email today, so perfect time to tell them how to do that.
Yes, we've been getting emails since our last show, which was real dope. Shout out to all the artists that were on last week and that we played on the show. But it's very easy. You can get at us on our social networks. Onyx is Onyx254 on Twitter. I am The Glue, THAGLUE. You can hit me up on Twitter as well. DM us, send us your music that you want us to display, but do not only send us your music, let us know if there's a project that you're working on, let us know what you got going on with your music, where you're from, so we can go ahead and feature you the right way on the show. You can also hit us up on global14.com, of course. Onyx is Onyx on global14.com. I'm The Golden Fleece on global14.com, so you can hit us up on there. And we'll send you to our email, because you know we got the email address for the cut, or the official cut email address. So shout out to everybody that's sending the emails, because we're getting the emails there, and they're explaining what they're doing. Here's my music, check it out. Some are management, some are record companies. So we appreciate everybody messing with the cut, you know what I'm saying? Because when you come on here, we try to display your music in the best light. And if you listen to last week's show, it was real dope. You see exactly how we do it. We had John on that was helping us out with the reviews. Mm-hmm. Shout out to homie. He gave some great insight as well. And he was on the show basically telling people, yo, send me that record right now. I'm going to send it out to some DJs I got under the belt. So you never know what can happen when you send your music in. Just get it in, and we're going to try to make whatever we can happen with it.
That's what's up, no doubt. Well, tonight we definitely want to it's a couple of things that I hope we get a chance to get into later. The Miley Cyrus on VMA, she was just killing me. I can't wait to, man, I can't wait till we can talk about that. Jay-Z getting sued, what? Over Big Pimpin'? And then it's so much that we can kind of just brush up on and just speak on coming up here later soon towards the end of the show. First guest will be Scotty ATL. I want to go ahead and get into a record. One of my favorite joints, actually, right now, just something to ride to, Styli, featuring Scarface. And that's that swinging, so kind of like a Texas feel to it, kind of like a put you in a down-south move real quick. And then we're going to play Scotty ATL's record and bring him on live. So we're going to do it straight like that tonight, straight into it. we'll be back. Global 14 The Cut.
Let's do it.
I'ma show you how to twerk the wheel. Chrome on the feet, chrome pipes, chrome grill. Swing cock the wheel, hope my drink don't spill. Damn, I'ma show you how to twerk the wheel. I'ma show you how to twerk the wheel. Chrome on the feet, I'ma show you how to twerk the wheel. I'ma show you how to twerk the wheel. Chrome on the feet, chrome pipes, chrome grill. Swing cock the wheel, hope my drink don't spill. Damn.
I'ma show you how to twerk the wheel. Two fingers bending corners, the block stand still. Cops on my heels, but I'm beating down still. Chrome on my left, a for these jackets out to kill. Feet size to kill. It's magic how the paint pop the grill. Pop the clutch and squeal. Blaze top like Kill Bill.
I'ma show you how to twerk the wheel. I'ma show you how to twerk the wheel. Chrome on the feet, chrome pipes, chrome grill. Flame top the wheel, hold my drink, don't spill. Damn.
Grab my shelves and roll up, triple stack my cups up. Jolly Ranchers and Xanax, my special potion cola. My sheets feel like sofas, cup in my hand, no coasters. The drink don't spill, I'm focused. I sip, I bend, I smoke up, all in one motion. Doing 60, I'm floating, elbow out the window, I'm gloating. Riding in slow motion, my new car look like my old one.
I know.
Them gold flakes make it rainbow. When the sun hit it, it shine from every angle. Furry red dice dangle from the rear view of Pimp's Cathedral. Diamond in the back, the hard top is my halo. Let my sweet angel ride shotgun and chill. My music jam, I'm banging screw. Shout out to my Houston crew. Uncle Bun and Scarface, the reason why my car laced with a tangible Alpine face. 16s and loud bass, had to listen to screw, right? First time I pull in, I had to use up two sprites. I swear I drove like all night under that Houston star laces. Rest in peace to the pimp and Big Mo, the ball, baby. The ball, baby. The ball, baby. The ball, baby.
I'm gonna show you how to twerk the wheel. I'ma show you how to twerk the wheel. Chrome on the feet, chrome pipes, chrome grill. Flame top the wheel, hold my drink, don't spill. Damn, I'ma show you how to twerk the wheel. I'ma show you how to twerk the wheel.
Glass 84s gleaming under my ride. A summertime vibe. It's 1995. Back when DJ Screw had the city slowed down. 3 in the morning, drink was pouring out. Back to take you back to where you couldn't ride. Slam, cause the elbow killer come a tipping up the ab. And catch a nigga slipping, then beat you for your shit. And put the bullet in your head, leaving your people sick. Well, I be trippin' when I see him riding bows. I whisper to myself, what these niggas don't know. Flaked out boat paint. They Hollywood hoppin' with French antennas. The pop dough poppin'. Them 18 speakers, so it's no backseat. Got them big head rigs. And one fat freak. That don't suck the nigga dick off. From Southside, damn. You can dig his ass, ladies. You ain't Southside, man.
Already, that was Styli featuring Scarface, holding it down with swinging. I feel like we got a little bit of a delay. I don't know what's going on. Hopefully you won't have too many issues here coming up because we got a special guest, Scotty ATL, coming on the line. Very excited to have him on tonight. Real dope. And we have his single that we want to play. Well, no, I won't say single. We have his record that we want to play tonight. This actually features Trinidad James and Big Crit. So you know that that's a nice little lineup right there. So we do want to play that tonight and bring him on the line here shortly. So, and this is from the Face mixtape. So if you guys haven't had a chance to check that out, then definitely go and download this. And let's go ahead and put this in your ear. This is produced by DJ Bun One. And you still there, right, homie? I'm sorry. I'm just rambling. I'm just rambling.
Man, definitely. I'm just getting ready for the Scotty ATL interview, man. I'm definitely. I was hearing the delay too. I was wondering what was going on with that, but
hopefully that gets
fixed
immediately. We definitely don't need no issues tonight. Definitely don't need it. But I do have to get back in the mix, and I apologize to everybody because when you be moving around, and it's, you know, just last week, it feels like it's been a minute because I've been doing. You know, we did so much with our week from Wednesday to Wednesday, so it's like wow.
A lot of crazy stuff going on. A lot of crazy stuff going on. But, you know, it's work. It's work. You know what I'm saying?
It
seems like it's coming around fast, but at the same time, it seems like it's been a while. You know what I'm saying? Because
it's
so much that happens in between. It's crazy. And it's already almost Labor Day. Summer's almost over.
I know.
It's a lot of
stuff
going on.
Like, goes back, and it's just like, really, what happened? Yeah, so it is what it is. So, again, let's go ahead and drop this Scotty ATL game featuring Trinidad James and Big Crit. He is coming up live with us next, so get your calls in if you have some questions for him, want to book him, want to talk to him, 760-913-4119.
Niggas hell, I'm a 8 town, I'm a state down, call y'all niggas shell. And now I ain't gas Yeah, but in Clay Coat, I had it, bro. Couple flavors on that hat, bro. But the shit was overrated. Had to do what I had to. Come on, my rent had to be paid. And it wasn't too hard, cause that hustle, man, was my thing. Met a lot of niggas in this game, real and fake. Trusting niggas, man, can be a key mistake. I really wish that it didn't have to be this way. But it's a G-A-M-E, that's never O-B. Goddamn, yeah.
Cruising like a sailboat, slugging in my tailcoat, coattail. Folks looking at me like I sail dope. I'm just rapping a little, you can say I sail hope. I'm so hip, I ain't falling for that shit you fell for. Gang. Shit, he'll the player, wait. Shoes is Gator, slick is Activator. Zeus is Taylor, made Gator. Wait, won't replenish you. In this game, I own this field. Now I admit, when it comes to shaking and step on and hold, it takes some skill, takes some will, it takes some power. In a mouthpiece, it's crazy. To motivate a buster to get this money, cause my lead hoes is lazy. See, we talk about them train tracks with no pumps or brakes if you a real conductor. I press a buzzer, she down for fucking. Now that pro thing, I really love it. I'm slide with rubbers, you bust and cuff them. Raw dogging. Hell no, hell you no. Kissing buses, they licking sucking on my dick with no stalling. Let him die. You simple minded, let him die. I'm trimmed out. Sharpest crease with no sergeant. It just came natural, authentic, and
it's all good, player.
Yo, girl, up and told me.
And it is what it is.
Ain't what you can do about it, man.
Do I have to say it twice?
Yo, girl, up and told me.
Ain't nothing you can do about
ain't
this,
what you can do about it,
man. Like a sailboat. Looking at my tailcoat, coattail. Folks looking at me like I sell dope. Just rap a little, you can say I sell hope. I'm so hip, I ain't falling for that shit you fell for. Gang.
Already, this is Global 14 Academy live with Scotty ATL. What it do?
What's happening? What it do?
Scotty ATL in the building, man. That's what's
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I like the way
great
it's
to have you on,
ends.
Hello?
Yeah, we here. We here. We thought we lost you. I like the way that record really ends, man. That's dope. Love that record.
Appreciate
how that rides out. Definitely want to get into that and how you guys got the collab on and everything. And Golden, did you want to say anything so we get straight into the 101?
Ah, man, just happy to have that brother on the show, man. I really like his music. Really like the music he picks. Like you said, how that joint just rides out, just depicts that old ATL strong soul sound, man. Looking forward to speak to the brother, man. Happy you on today.
Man, appreciate y'all, man, for having me on the show, man. I definitely appreciate it and rocking with y'all. And thank you for supporting the music, you know.
Indeed, indeed. Oh, let's get to it. Let's get to it. Let's find out about Scotty.
Yeah, let's do that. Scotty ATL, definitely want to. I see that you're born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia, so kind of want to take everybody back to that and ask you, were you kind of already born into the musical background, the family, or this something you kind of stumbled into? Take us back to the childhood and the upbringing, if you will.
Okay. Well, I was raised in Lithonia, which is on the east side, you know, of Atlanta, near Decatur and Stone Mountain, you know. And, I didn't, you know, nobody in my family that I know of is involved in music or whatever, but I grew up, you know what I mean, like cleaning up, you know what I mean, on the weekends with my mom. On Saturday, she used to play Blue Lights
right.
in the basement, you feel me? So I just grew up around, you know, a lot of music. Like, my dad was, you know what I mean, into music a lot. That none of them did music, but But like I said, my mom used to clean up to music, and my mom used to actually like ride to like Outkast and Tupac, you know, when I was young. So,
wow.
You know, I got kind of turned on to rap or whatever, you know what I mean, through her in a sense, you know what I mean. And you know, a lot of my homeboys put me on to it or whatnot. But yeah, that's the only ties I got to it, I guess you can say, from a family or a heritage standpoint, you know.
Alrighty, that's so sad. So when did you start then not being, you know, it wasn't a family thing, just a love for the music. When did you actually start experimenting with the rapping and whatnot?
I went to school with this dude named King J, and you know, he was rapping at the time. We used to play basketball together. So like after school, you know, he was one of my close homies. We would go to his spot, you know, after school and just kind of kick it or whatever. His mom used to cook for, you know, the whole crew. And he got involved in the rapping first, you know. And I just remember, like, him just being listening to, like, Bone. And he was listening to, like, what's my man's name? Gangsta Pat and, you know,
Lil Wayne.
Yeah. So, you know, he was involved in that stuff and he was rapping. And then, you know, I kind of saw what he was doing, and, you know, he was putting me on to some, you know, new music that Lil Wayne had during the time or whatever. And Wayne was a young dude. And, you know, just seeing his passion for it, he put me on to it, you know, got me involved, and we started sharing it with our folks, you know, our friends in school, and people liked it. And, you know, it was like, man, we could do this, you know, we was already cool anyway. So it kind of fit what was going on. And we started rapping, and it just kind of took off. You know, that was like when I was in the seventh grade or whatever. And so, you know, we rapped throughout high school, and then I ended up going to a different high school than he did. And he went off to the Navy. And when he went off to the Navy, he left a lot of his equipment. So at the time, I was making beats and all kind of stuff, you know what I mean, in the crib and rapping. And just was putting out CDs, you know what I mean, in high school.
That's crazy. So at this time in high school, were you known by Scotty ATL? Was that always your name?
Nah, I was going by Scotty P.I.
Okay. All right.
I had a lot of names.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I had a lot of names, you know, throughout, you know, I guess you could say rap career, but in high school, everybody know me by Scotty P.I.
Okay, alrighty. So you knew then at this point that you were good. You said you was making, pressing up the CDs. You had the equipment. Looked like you pretty much had the whole setup from jump, which is pretty dope. And so were you selling the mixtapes? Were you giving them away? Just kind of creating a buzz, fan base? How was it for you?
I was burning CDs, selling them for like a dollar in high school. You know, that was like my little hustle. And it wasn't really about making money like that. It was just really about, you know, letting people be able to hear the music and just getting enough money to be able to buy the next pack of CDs, you know what I mean, from Sounds Club or whatever. So, you know, people supported it, you know what I mean. I did give some CDs away for free, you know, and this was before, like, you know, the internet was really popping like that, you know what I mean.
Right.
And you had a lot of stuff, so like on the east side of where I was at, you know what I mean, you had different groups that was coming up and people knew, you know what I mean, who I was, the artist then.
That's what's up. So at that time then, let me ask you then, because I see that you got a lot going on, you've been featured a lot, we want to get into all of that, but then at this time, were you ever opening for any artists? Because, I mean, being in Atlanta, there's a lot of people. I mean, come on now. It's all kind of rappers there, all kind of entertainers. At any point, did you get an opportunity to open for any of these artists or run into anyone? And were you shopping for a label? Kind of run us down that, if you will.
Well, when I was graduating from high school, I went to this record store that was on the east side off Reed Ann Road. And I went in there just, you know, with my CD. Like I said, we had built a little buzz up in the city. And I went up there and I met the lady who had her own record label during the time. And she was like, rap right now. You know what I mean? So I went in her office and I just, you know what I mean, performed, you know, right there on the spot. And, you know, I got a record deal during the time, and, you know, I ended up bringing some of my homeboys that was rapping with me, and we went up there. So, you know, when fresh out of high school doing it, we were opening up for people like Pastor Troy. I went to Savannah State, you know, college for like a hot second. And so I performed at the homecoming, opening up for Outkast, you know, during that time. You know, so we was performing for those cats in high school, but not really, you know, like no major stuff going on where people, you know, we was going to stand out from the performances like that, you know.
I mean, that sounds pretty major to me, opening for Outkast and Pastor Troy. I mean, come on. I mean, I guess it's nothing because you in Atlanta, it's like, you know, it's something, but no, that's good biz, especially straight out of high school. That's the 03, 02, 04 days. So that's good biz right there already.
Yeah.
So then at this point, I see you got an interview about you wanting to hoop and then transitioning to the music. At one point, did you decide, I'm no longer going to try to do this hoop thing, I'm going to try to do this music thing full time and take it serious?
Yeah, all of that really kind of happened around the same time, you know, like,
okay.
When I got the record deal, it was during the time I was playing ball, and it was crazy because, like, I was playing ball in school for, like, you know, like half a semester. We was just terrible as a team, and I went home for, I think it was Christmas break or something like that, and I didn't want to go back, you know what I mean? I was rapping, coming home on the weekends, you know, to do shows. Like, when we was practicing, and it was just a whole lot going on, and it got to the point where it was like, either I'm going to rap or I'm going to play ball. And I had to really just kind of assess everything. I was better, I felt like, at rapping, you know, than I was at playing ball. So, you know, I chose to, you know what I mean, rap, and I just let the hoop dream go, I guess. And I'm here now.
Alrighty. Well, we definitely glad that you're here and on the show, and it's pretty nice. This is nice. Golden, I want to bring you on because we do want to get into some current things that you have going on, and I want to ask you, so you, how many mixtapes have you put out thus far to date?
Well, it's officially, I put out two. I had Summer Dreams, you know, with DJ Burn. One was like my first joint, but, you know, after that, some DJs or a DJ picked up a lot of songs that I put out during the process between Summer Dreams and where I'm at now, when he put out In the Meantime. And then the Jiffy Cornbread Experience was like a little EP project. Really, I was just putting out the whole people over until I could put out this full mixtape, Faith, you know, Forever Atlanta in the Heart. But before that, you know, I put out, if you want to count mixtapes from, like, school and stuff like that, you know, it's been a lot of stuff, you know, that I did. But I just always say officially, you know what I'm saying, two Summer Dreams and Faith, Forever Land in the Heart.
Alrighty. It seems like you get a lot of love. Not seems like you do get a lot of love from the ATL artists, especially on this record that we just played and was talking about before we started interviewing you, Game, with Trinidad James and Big Crit. I mean, this is pretty dope right here. How did you guys hook up? Do you guys just hang out and get together or what? What's the deal?
Well, I met Trinidad James through DJ Dirty, who is on Trinidad's team. He's a DJ in New York who works at Ballers Eve, you know. And I was going up Burn Wayne, and I was going up to New York. We was messing with Dirty at Ballers Eve, and DJ Dirty came to Atlanta, and he's like, yo, I want you to be my artist, you know. So I come out to meet his artist, and it's Trinidad James. So we started, you know, building our own relationship, you know, outside of DJ Dirty. When he left, you know, we started, Trinidad would come out to some of my videos and get in them. You know, he was in the Too Cool Remix video, he was in the Payday video. And then we would do shows, you know, together. I invite Trinidad out, he invited me to his show. We just started supporting each other. And then, you know, of course, he dropped All Gold Everything, you know, and you know, he's doing his thing now. And me and Crit, I met Crit through Big Sun. Me and Big Sun was on tour together. We put on our own independent tour in January of this year. And wow. I've been a big, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I've been a fan of Crit for a long time. But me and Son was just, you know, on tour kicking it. And son asked me one day to come up to an event he was throwing in Atlanta. And I came, I walk in, and Chris sitting right there, you know. So at the time, you know, it was my first time meeting him. I met him, and he was a fan of the music, you know what I'm saying? He was telling me, like, you know, he knew who I was, and he had seen the video, and I'm like, man, that's crazy. So, you know, we exchanged info, and then, you know, Brian One was like, man, I think you should send him the game record, you know, and I was like, man, you sure? I was like, man, I don't want that man to think, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, holler at him by doing the verse, you know, because I don't like to be that dude, man, just hollering at people just for verses. I try to build real relationships with cats, you know. And so I sent him the record. And like 2-3 days later, you know what I mean, he sent it back, you know what I mean, and jumped on it. So it's just been all love, you know what I mean, the whole time. And now, you know, we all just talk, you know, on the regular or whatever.
And that's what's up. I'm loving what you said about, and I definitely bring a homie on too, but loving what you said about trying not to just hit people up for this and that. You definitely got to do the building thing. We be telling artists that all the time, build with them, you know, network a little bit. Don't just attack people with the music, attack people with your, you know, with all what you got going on. Kind of, you know, chill a little bit and let it do what it do. And I know you got a little Texas. I heard the record. You slowed it down a little bit. I appreciated that. I'm from Texas, so I was like, yeah, I dig that. And then I saw your little Zero reference today. I said, okay, he got a little something on him. He got a little underground knowledge, so I had to mess with you on that later. But Golden, I'll go ahead and bring you on so you can ask him a couple questions. I don't want to hog all the questions.
No. Nah, man, it's, you know, great experience when you hear the ATL music. Like I said, I'm a New York dude that is actually a fan, a huge fan of, you know, Outkast, Dungeon Family, Organized Noise, a lot of ATL cats, man, because I just love their sound. And I had a conversation with one of my homeboys a little while ago how that sound was kind of, getting away from ATL, like the live band sound, those guitars, those soulful sounds, you know what I'm saying? And when I hear Scotty ATL, I hear all that shit coming back, you know what I'm saying? Like, wow, Son is really picking those deep driving bass beats, you know what I'm saying, with those guitar twangs and a lot of ill shit that I remember from when I was, like, falling in love with the ATL sound. Do you make it a conscious effort in your mind to say, this is the sound that I want to let everybody know I'm about? This is what I think ATL is. This is what I want to portray to the world as soulful. You know what I'm saying? Does that run in your mind when you're picking this music?
Nah, it doesn't, actually. You know, it's weird, man, but, like, my music has always been like this ever since I've been rapping. You know, like,
okay.
I never really been into, like, you know, I guess you can say, like, trendy music or, you know, just trying to follow the crowd. I just always have made music about what's going on in my life, man. Even, you know, when I first started rapping, you know, of course, we was trying to find our way, you know, making songs about, you know, at the time, like, killing people, you know, when you start
first rapping.
You know, but, but for the most part, man, we just get in the studio now and whatever's going on or whatever, you know, vibe is happening, man, that's the record that I'm trying to make that day. You know, I'm not really trying to force, just letting music just flow, you know, and just do what it does.
Dope, man. And we can definitely tell that in the lyrics, man. That song, Your Granddaddy's Car, man, that was a real dope song to me, you know what I'm saying, about letting people know who he was and, you know, pushing in his car and shit like that. Describe, like, your writing style, man. You just said you go into the studio and whatever, you know, comes to you, that's what you want to deal with. But I'm pretty sure that Granddaddy's Car record had to come from some memories that you wanted to put out there to the folks as far as your family members and your influences. Do you think that's important in your music, always staying true to your roots and letting people know where you come from?
Yeah, I think that's one of the most important things. And I'm a real strong believer, man, in the fact that people can hear, like, through your tone and through your delivery if you really believe what it is you're talking about.
Right.
And I think, like,
You know, that's what connects with people, man. Like, I always say this, man, when you look at the lives of some of the greatest artists, you know what I mean, to ever live, like Pac and Biggie and all these cats, you know, they rap from their life, you know what I mean? They gave people what they was actually going through. Even, you know what I'm saying, Jay-Z and a lot of the greats now, man, Andre 3000, you know, they rap about their feelings, their emotions. They rap about, you know, being disappointed. They rap about, you know, the good things that happen too. So that's what I try to model, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just giving people, you know, my, you know, who I am and just trying to be authentic with it, man. And that way it's like, either you accept me or you don't. And either way, I ain't mad, you know what I mean? If it works, right, then cool. If it don't, then, you know, I'm not going to try to force my way in.
Right. Right, because it's actually your story. So if you're going to rock with me, you're going to rock with the real me. And you're not going to rock with something that I'm just saying to make you, so you think it's cool. You know what I'm saying? And I definitely agree with that. Do you think that that's a problem in hip-hop right now? I heard you mention trendy rap. Do you think that that's a problem with a lot of people that say, you know what, I want to be a rapper, and they just going off of what everybody else gives them and saying, since this works, let me try it?
Well, I think this is my take on the whole thing. I feel like you need all the music, you know, that's being made. You know, like, you know, you do have some music that, you know, I go to the club and I only want to hear that music, you know what I mean, when I'm in the club, you know what I mean, because it's for that, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then you got, you know, certain music that, you know, you're going to vibe, and, you know, like the song say, you know, people don't use our music to get high, they use our music to get by. You got some music that's for that, you know what I'm saying? So, like, as far as my place in the industry, I feel like, you know, like, I'm here to bring, you know, that real life music, you know, that album music, that music that's gonna make you feel good, that's gonna give you a message, but at the same time, you know, you can rock out and you can jam to, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't feel like it's been necessarily lost in a sense, but I do feel like sometimes cats don't give you what's their life or what's their reality.
Right.
They're only following, you know, what they saw the last dude do because he made a lot of money off of it. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah. I agree with you totally, man. You know, like, we rap aficionados, man, so we sit down and we talk about this type of stuff all the time, especially when we don't feel that there's a balance out there in the industry that people should hear. Like, if you hear, like you said, I go to the club and I'm rocking all of that shit that I love to hear in the club, but every once in a while also I need to hear something that penetrates my soul, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that's saying something very real, and also can hear a story that I relate to. That's like, damn, you know, homie McGee going through the same thing. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. Let me see how he talking about getting through this. You know, a little bit of knowledge. So I definitely, when I start watching your music and your movement, I felt like, you know what, man, this cat, he has it, and you could tell that this is him, and he calls it, you know, the cool club. I really like that word, that phrase, because I was like, he's saying, listen, this shit is cool to me, you know what I'm saying? Is it cool to you? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I thought that was real dope, man, because I think that, you know, in my opinion, a lot of people are being trendy, man. They, like you said, they see the cash that one dude made, and they trying to be a clone of that. And I'm hoping that stops and everybody starts seeing the individuality come back around of great artists. And I think you're one of those cats, man. So more power to you on doing what you do, definitely.
Man, appreciate it, man. And I think, too, man, just to kind of add to what you just said, man, you know, I mean, we speaking of it real lightly, you know what I mean, in the sense
of,
you know, like, how important music is and, you know, how important certain music is, you know, to the culture, man. But I just know, man, just, and I know I'm not the only person like this, man, but it's been a lot of times, man, that I didn't really just been at my last, and, you know, I didn't pop in, you know what I mean, the UGK CD or a Pac CD, you know, Keep Your Head Up, or a Biggie CD, and it didn't help me get through life, you feel me? So,
no doubt.
You know, it's important, you know what I mean? I know we just kind of talking about it, you know what I mean, on the interview, but, man, just right. In life in general, man, music is important, man, just to help, you know, people get through the day, you know what I'm saying?
Most definitely, man, and that's why I'm glad, like, you could tell you one of those cats, you know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of people, that's how I got popular, you know what I'm saying? But now, you know, when you involve, you know, putting business and money, it's like that happens with a lot of businesses, man. The shit just goes, how can we pump this shit out the fastest way we possibly can to make more money? And then that's when the soul gets lost all the time, you know what I'm saying? It was like, I remember a story with, just a quick little story, that when Airborne first came out, the tablets you pop when you're about to get sick, it was made from by this lady. She was a teacher, and she just got mad ingredients together, and that shit just helped you get over a cold. But when somebody bought her out and they start pumping that shit out like crazy, people start complaining like, yo, this shit ain't doing the same thing that it was doing when it first came
right.
out. You know what I'm saying? And that's because yeah. they had took it and had them shits on machines manufacturing that shit so fast just to get that return, and she had to grab that back and be like, yo, y'all doing this shit wrong. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's kind of the same thing that's happening with music a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt it is, man. I mean, you know, it's all, you know, in a good way, you know what I mean? It's you got to understand the hustle, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's a balance, you know what I mean? Like, as much as, you know, like, I'm really dedicated to the art of the music. You know, I'm also mm-hmm. understanding, you know, the business side of things and, you know what I mean, why certain cats move a certain way, you know. Only thing, man, I can do is, for what I'm doing is just, you know, stay true, man, to myself and, you know what I mean, learn also that, okay, these guys making certain decisions, you know, because they want to make money. How can we make money together, but I still stay true to what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's the name of the game, you know?
Definitely, my brother, definitely. So let's talk about ATL real quick, man. You got a lot of cats around there that's popping. It seems like every time you turn your head, somebody's coming out of Atlanta, Georgia that is making a name for themselves, man. You work with Trinidad James. Anybody else in ATL that you haven't worked with that you would like to moving forward?
Yeah, me and Killer Mike haven't worked together. I got a show with Killer Mike coming up next month. Yeah, so we've been communicating back and forth through Twitter. You know, I know he supports what I'm doing, but I'm definitely looking forward to making a record with him. You know, I wanna work, man, if at all possible, man, with Andre 3000 one day, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I can hear that.
That'd be like dream come true, man. I'd just start rapping, man, if I get that stuff, man. But, you know, of course, man, the homie T.I., man, you know, it's a lot of cats, man, in that time, you know, that's really doing that. I want to do some stuff with Rich Homie Quan, too. He doing his thing, man, too.
Shout out to Rich Homie Quan. I actually seen him when he was on the come up. He came out here. I'm in Orlando. He came out here to Orlando, tore a show down, and next thing you know, I was hearing his name everywhere, and I was like, damn, I just seen homie. I hadn't heard of him, but people in Atlanta was like, yo, nah, he's nice. But then after that song some type of way just took off, and I was real happy for that cat. He was a real cool dude when we met him out here in the O.
Yeah, nah, he is a real cool dude, man. I met him a couple of times, you know what I mean? We just ain't had a chance to really connect, but he's a real cool dude.
So we also know you from the east side of Atlanta, man. And there's so many sides of Atlanta. South side, you know, zone 1, zone 6. You hear people representing where they from all the time. What's the difference on the east side? Does the east side have something that they bring to the table that they feel that, you know, south side of Atlanta doesn't bring to the table, or north side of Atlanta doesn't bring to the table? Is there something on the east that, you know, I know that cat's from the east side when I hear him spit?
I mean, you know, man, it's crazy that you asked that, man. Like, as I'm sure it is anywhere else, man, in the world or any major city, you know, people fight over their sides, you know, west side,
right,
you know,
right.
North side, south side. So, you know, I ATL, man, as a whole is, it's a beautiful city, you know what I'm saying? Like, anywhere, man, I go, and I'm out, man, touring and doing shows. Like, I'm excited to get out, But then, you know, it's to the point where I can't even wait to get back to the A-Town. But, I mean, the East Side, man, from my personal depiction or whatever, my story, I always just look at the East Side, you know, just being hustlers, man, and players. Like, when I was growing up, you know, the cats around me, the East Side, like, people used to always say, like, the East Side was, like, the pretty boys. So you had, like, you know what I mean, your Lathon, your cats, you had your Stone Mountain cats, you know what I mean, you had your Decatur cats. But cats on the East Side was always about getting money. It was all about, you know, it was always about, you know what I mean, getting the girls, you know, messing with the women. And it was always about, you know what I mean, being clean, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I know about the East Side, you feel me?
Nah, because the only reason I ask that question is because I kind of get that feeling, not even being from there, seeing Outkast, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, and, you know, listening to their music and cars that they rolled. It was more of that, like, player side, that money side, you know what I'm saying? Even, what's old boys, Ghetto Mafia. When I used to see Ghetto Mafia and hear Straight From The Deck, you know what I'm saying? I used to hear that old school sound and, you know, about hustling and getting money. And, you know, there was cats in the videos that had perms and everything. So I was always like, you know, maybe the East Side is the player side, the hustler side. But I just wanted to ask a cat that was from there because I'm not from there. But that's just what I get from the outside looking in.
Right. Nah. You about right, man. You know, I know, like, probably on the outside looking in, too. Like, you know, dudes on the west side, they about getting their money, too. South side, too. You know what I mean? But people would always look at the west side as being, like, more hood. You know
right,
what I mean? Like, that's
right.
The street cast. You know what I'm saying? But it's all, man. Like, now, man, it's all the same. You know what I mean? Like, east side,
right.
West side, south side, everybody in the A-Town about getting to the money. And you know what I mean? Everything else. So it's not as, I guess you can say, divided like, you know, it was at one point.
Right. And that's good, man. I'm glad to see that people sticking together, man, and getting to that money out in the A. And I always said that, you know, being from New York and, you know, they had that power at one point in time, you know, that definitely got broken down because of the divisions and things like that. And that enabled, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people to see where not to go wrong, you know what I'm saying? So when I see the ATL coming up like they are, and they not stopping, they always bringing out more cats, good music. So shout out to Atlanta for doing their damn thing, man. And I just have one more question before we get into a few more questions to ask you about some other news that's going on. If you want to stay around and talk about what you think about Miley and, you know, saying all that shit that's going on in the game today. But I see you had this one video, dog, where you had the white dude rapping your music. I think it was called Payday. And it's so funny that you had that concept, man, because I had thought about somebody doing something like that in their video before, but I actually thought it would be a stripper rapping some ballers verses, you know what I'm saying? So when I seen that, I was like, oh shit, this is kind of like what I had thought about for one of my homies. But I see he was walking into that Ginza shop, which I think is the one that Trinidad James used to actually work at. Is the style in ATL, what is it about that place right there, man? Because I've been hearing a lot about it, then I've seen it in your video. Do a lot of people go there to get their clothes? Is that a certain store that's like the staple in Atlanta?
Well, it's in underground Atlanta, number one. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
Underground is like, you know, a real historic place in Atlanta. But, I mean, I'm not going to even front, man. Like, I really got put on to Ginza through Trinidad. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like,
okay.
I really wasn't even rocking with Ginza like that until I met him. And then I would go up to the store sometimes just to just chill, you know, holler at him, just chop it up, you know, about what we was doing
right.
And the music and whatever. So, actually, Trinidad is in that video, too. Like, if you look close, you'll see him, you know, in the video. But, I mean, I stayed at, you know, South Cal Mall, man, Walters, you know, Fly Kicks, you know what I'm saying, like spots like that.
Now, that's dope, man. Pardon that. That's just a question I had, because ever since he mentioned it, I've been seeing the place, hearing about the place. So I just wanted to know, like, next time I go there, I'm going to that spot. I want to just walk up in there and see what vibe I get in there. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely just had to ask you that, man. And we want to get into what you got coming up, Scotty, man, because like I said, we big fans of your music, man, and we hope you continue on pressing on with this music, because I think people need it, man. It's a balance in it that I think you bring to the table. Also, we want to see if there's any callers on the line that want to talk to you about what you got going on. So, Onyx, is there anybody that's calling in and might have some questions for Scotty?
I just have a few people listening in. No questions. I think he's giving all the game right now. I think you're doing it for us, so it's perfect right now. It's real dope. Humble dude.
Yeah, most definitely, man. So what you got coming up, Scotty? What's something in your mind that you say, I can't wait to people hear this, see this? I seen you tweet something. You got something special coming up. Anything for the fans to be looking forward to in the near future from you?
Yeah, man, we got a lot of stuff going on. I'm actually shooting a movie tomorrow. I'm playing in the movie tomorrow with Waka Flocka, Shotty Low, Dobie, the homie. We shooting that tomorrow. It's called Jack Boys, so be on the lookout for that. And then Friday, I got a show in Atlanta. It's my first show in Atlanta since May 15th when I did my release party for Faith. So we're doing a show in Atlanta, man. It's going to be real big at the Drunken Unicorn. We're going to bring some people out. I got some things, you know, I'm adding to the show, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to, you know, make the whole thing better, be a little bit more professional, you know what I'm saying? and then Saturday, I got Juicy J. I'm performing in Macon, Georgia with Juicy J and Project
Man. That's my nigga right there. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's some shit right there.
So yeah, that's what's going on as far as, like, you know, shows, and then I got a couple videos lined up, man, to drop. I just shot the video to Fuss and Fight featuring Lecrae, produced by the Homie Street Symphony. That should be coming out soon. I got Handle Biz, produced by Be Nice. That video is done. That video should be coming out soon. We working on a joint with Curtis Williams, the All the Hoes video to shoot that. So we just working, man. And, you know, we got more shows. Like I said, we got the joint with Killer Mike coming up September 19th in Centennial Park in Atlanta. So just staying busy, man. In the studio working on some new music, so you never know, man.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm told. That's a lot. They damn right. That's
it is. Hey, you got enough
to
work,
man. You know.
Already. Well, I just wanted to say that I really appreciate your humility and just your what you're bringing to the table as far as like Golden was mentioning as far as the music. I mean, it's real dope. It's perfect. I think you're the perfect age to do it as well. Not too old, not too young. Seasoned, and I really see great things, and we're glad and honored to have you on the show tonight, and hope to have you back at a later date. So, very dope. We appreciate you.
Yeah, we gotta have him back, because we know. I'm gonna count it like this. Right now, what we see Scotty ATL at 10,000. All right. By the time Scotty, I'm predicting this. You know what I'm saying? I know this man's fan base is gonna grow leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
In a minute, you know what I'm saying? It's just something that you've seen in the past from different artists, and I think he's one of them, you know what I'm saying? So, and I'm a pretty good judge, you know what I'm saying? I ain't the damn, you know, genie with the ball or none of that shit, but I damn sure know real music, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely hear this brother, you know, coming up real fast, man. And also wanted to ask you, you open to working with different producers and new producers and any new talent, or you just got your core people that you work with?
Both, man. You know, I am open to work with new producers. What's crazy is, like, the intro to that first record on Faith, if you look on there, it was produced by Byron One, and it says Stefan. And that track, number one, I think I ever told this before, man, but that track,
came from a producer. I was just on the on Twitter with having the conversation. We was talking, knocking it up, one night, and he was like, "Man, I got some tracks." I was like, "Send it to me," and he sent it. I listened to it on the spot and was like, "Yo, this is crazy." So yeah, I do take beat submissions or whatever. It's beats, the number 4, Scotty, at Gmail. But outside of that, I do have my regular crew that I work with, Burn One a lot. I work with Be Nice a lot. Recently did some stuff with like Sledgerin and Cardo and some other producers, Sunny Digital, Childish Major, So I try to keep a core of people, that I like my go to guys, Instead of building new relationships.
Right. I can dig it. I can definitely dig it.
Yep.
Already. Well, Scotty, I want to ask you before you get off the line with us tonight. We have a lot of unsigned artists that's listening in right now, a lot of artists that are in the game, wanted to break through. What is some advice that you would give these artists? Because since you've been doing this for quite some time and then you decided to go ahead and make it your career, what are some things that you can tell them to keep them motivated, keep them inspired and whatnot?
I would tell them to build your own bandwagon, It's something I always say is like, what I mean by that is like a lot of times we want people to jump on our bandwagon and help us build our dream before we get it going. And I just noticed, through experience that when you get something going on your own and you're passionate about it, and you planning it out, and you putting your own money into it, and now you got this bandwagon that you built. People are going to come, and they're going to jump on it, they're going to run with you, and they're going to help you push it, and pull it or whatever the case is. So, just spend time investing in yourself. I spent a lot of time, trying to get the bigger names to notice me, going around, trying to see different DJs at this event, and getting bigger name artists to hear me because, everybody wants the quick fix, the quick get on. But it wasn't until I started, focusing on the people that was actually supporting my music, my friends, my friends and my family, that, it really started, spread, I guess. So definitely, build your own bandwagon, invest in yourself, and just don't give up, never quit.
Alrighty, that's what's up. Perfect. Couldn't have asked for more. I hope y'all are listening out there. Unsigned artists, up and coming artists, producers, anybody in the entertainment industry. That was some solid advice right there. Well, I want to thank you so much. I know Golden said he didn't know if you could stick around to talk about Miss Smiley from VMAs. Oh my God, I don't even want to get into that. But we must.
We get into our new segment. Scotty, and sometimes, I guess stick around and give they 1-2 in what they think about it. But we just always extend, if you don't got no other pressing issues and you want to hang out and talk about it, you can. But, me and Onyx, we definitely got about to go in on some of this VMA news. Diddy, J. Cole, Frank, Miley Cyrus shit. But you might be like, I'm going to stay out of all that. And I'm going to see y'all later.
I love to talk about stuff like that, man. I appreciate the offer. I'm on my way, man. My manager just flew in town or whatever from, he's from New York or whatnot. So I'm about to go in and scoop him up from the airport. So I ain't want to be, on the line, just scooping him up,
no
man.
Doubt.
But no, definitely, man. Appreciate it, man. Miley is doing her thing right now. She getting ratings. Everybody talking about what she's doing. So I think that was her. I think that's what she was trying to accomplish anyway from Jay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Exactly.
That's enough. That was good enough right there because that's pretty much what we were thinking about it, too. So we gave your answer, too. That's what's up, Scotty. But, we appreciate you coming on, man. And we definitely understand that you got business to attend to. But just give everybody your information, my brother, on how they could reach you and stay in tune with your movement.
Okay. I'm on Twitter at ScottyATL. That's ScottyATL. That's my Instagram. My website is scottyatl.net. So just, you know what I'm saying, I let me follow, you know, follow me on Twitter, man. Talk to me, you know what I mean? I'm on there. I'm an actual person. I don't got nobody on there doing it for me. And make sure you go check out the website. Download the Project Faith Forever Atlanta in the Heart. It's on ScottyATL.net. It's also on LiveMixtapes.com. I just dropped a video with Big Crit and Trinidad James called Game, produced by DJ Burnwayne, shot by Motion Family. Complex Magazine is behind it. Make sure you check this out. So, Scotty ATL, man, appreciate y'all.
Alrighty, thank you so much for coming through. We appreciate it.
No doubt. Y'all keep me posted on what y'all got going on, and you know what I'm saying? Yeah, keep doing what y'all doing, you know, for the artists out here. It's doing their thing, giving us a platform, you know what I mean, to put our music out.
No doubt, my brother. We definitely will. And again, thank you for your time, man, and keep banging that dope music out. We following and supporting whatever you do. So you got some new shit coming up you want to drop on us, just let us know, bro.
No doubt, man, for sure. Appreciate you.
Alrighty, be easy. Scotty ACL live on Global 14 The Cut. Gosh, he's such a nice dude, such a sweet person and humble, and I don't mean to get everything mushy, but I'm just saying, like, I like when, I know, because I always come through like, oh, but that was so nice. He's such a nice person. Not that I thought he was mean, but I really like his personality. I really enjoyed his personality overall. He's a nice person. Just, you know, to himself, not worried about, just cool, smooth, real smooth. Not worried about this and that, just worried about doing him coming up and building his fan base and what he got going on. And that's the type of people I like to rock with. They ain't worried about this and that. They worried about themselves and what they got to do for them and moving up to
that
next
level
and
progression. And
you get that from his music. Yeah, that's
the type
of dudes that I
see.
Like,
you see his videos and you see what he's dealing with. You be like, yo, this cat is himself. He don't care about what you're thinking
about.
He's not
worried about nothing else.
Shit is dope.
And on top of that, it's dope. So, and I really, I didn't get to mention to him, but I enjoy the concept of his videos thus far. I've seen his live performances with everybody from different ethnicities and backgrounds in the building rocking to the same beat. So that's dope. I mean, he's just got some great elements to him. And like you said, I can see him. It's just like the 3D Natty when she came on. It's like we know when artists are going to do their thing, and he's one of those artists that's going to do his thing. So everybody, make sure you follow him, Scotty ATL. If you weren't put up on him now, you have them introduced to him. He's a great dude, great music. Go check him out. We played his record earlier. Get familiar with him. And so, oh, my God, we got to take a break, I guess, and come back and speak on Miley. Oh, my God, I kind of can't stand her. You know? I mean, I'm not even going to lie. Like, it's to the point where I couldn't speak. As a matter of fact, we can do it right now. We ain't got to take breaks. It's to the point
going
to where
to
I couldn't speak on it because I was like, what the fuck is she doing? Like, I was in Texas, first of all, and I got to catch the plane. I had just touched down San Antonio. Matter of fact, I had seen Lamont. And shout out to Lamont, our staff. He's on the line right now.
Yes, sir.
Holding down the board. But yeah, on IG and everything else on every other network. We got to get all his network's names. But, yeah, I saw him that day. I went to holler at my brother Sunday night because it came on Sunday, right? So I'm making moves in the streets, right? I'm making moves. I'm not even watching VMAs because it ain't that serious for me. And so I go to my homeboy house after my brother's, and he's like, yo, they're getting on Miley so bad right now. I said, what are you talking about? And he showed me the picture of In Living Color, Jim Carrey, and the split screen with her and Jim Carrey when he played the, you know, the like, woman or whatever on In Living Color. And I'm laughing. I'm like, this is a trip. And I said, where did this come from? He's like, the VMAs. Like, she took off. She had something on, and then she took it off, and this is what she was doing. I said, what? And so I guess it was coming on again or whatever. So I saw it from beginning to end, and I was just so disgusted. But I saw the IG post first before I seen what she was dealing with. And I was just so like, oh, my God, like, this girl is just disgusting to me. I just felt like throwing up. I was just so like, ugh, what is she doing? What is going on? Like, I just was so upset. And I wanted to, like, get on Twitter and Facebook and I wanted to get on Global 14. I wanted to just be like, go in, but I was so disgusted and so upset by it that I didn't even want to speak on it. So I acted like it didn't happen and just kept it moving. But that's me. I was that upset with it. Like, I was like, she's so,
it was,
like, where's this coming from?
It was, like, yeah, it, that is one of the big reactions, like, what the fuck is going on right now? pretty much it's like, it was so funny because I don't think that anybody was ready for that. I think that, you know, Miley Cyrus doing this type of music makes her have to act out in these certain ways because there's no talent that she's trying to display because she's not a rapper. She's a singer. So
yeah,
if you say I'm rocking on Mike Will shit now and my music has a rap type of feel, okay, you got to put some extra now into your performance to fill in you not singing. You know what I'm saying? And you, you chanting and you doing all that shit. So now you got furry ass bears all around you like you had in the video.
Yeah.
You got big black booty women shaking their butts and handing out candy and you putting your face in their butts and shit like that. You gotta basically rip off all your clothes and, you know, you look like a naked Barbie doll. No curves, no nothing.
Yeah.
Just horrible. Just like flat. No curvatures at all. So you have to bend over all extra just to look like you shaking something.
God.
You gotta bend damn near to your toes to look like you got something back there. You know what I'm saying? Not only that, then you bring
Robin
out somebody thing. And you molest him. I'm talking about like Miley Cyrus literally had to do the craziest ill shit to get a reaction in her performance. Like, she's rubbing this man's crotch with, like, a Mickey Mouse finger.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this
yeah.
shit was like some circus type shit. It was just like, what the fuck is going on up here?
Exactly.
Robin Thicke could be her father's father.
Granddad.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it the whole thing was just really weird. I was wondering why she was even singing his song anyway. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, what the? How the fuck did all this even come together? So from all that, I just gathered that Miley Cyrus just had to go out here and show her ass to get press for whatever she's about to do, and I think she accomplished that. There was no way that was supposed to be a talented show. You know what I'm saying? That shit wasn't supposed to be something you looked at and said, my God, she has talent. That Miley can do it all. That wasn't that. That shit was like, what the fuck is this bitch doing? Is she crazy?
Oh, my God. I'm so disgusted. I said, what? I looked at it. I had the most disgusted look on my face. And then to see Robin, I said, where is Paula? I knew her personally. I was looking for Robin Thicke's wife. I said, where is Paula Patton?
She has no problem with it.
I was not happy with that. And like you said, the finger, she kept doing stuff with that one finger, with that toy finger thing. And I just didn't understand it, you know. And then she, on top, and it was just over the top. Some people do, like Gaga, she's crazy with her stuff. And she do, you know, everybody had a over the top joint. You know, this was beyond. She did the extreme. And I was just like, oh, my God. Like, I really did not like her. And then, like, the sad thing about it is Saturday I was out looking for an outfit for the John B. joint, and her song came on the remix, the Mike Will remix with Jay-Z. And I said, she done got Jay-Z on this remix. And I had, like, a five-minute conversation in my head about how she got Jay-Z on the remix, you know, but I was like, well, she got the money. And I'm going back and forth doing it. I'm like, how did she get, okay, she got money, da-da-da. And he said on the on his part, somewhere in the U.S., Miley Cyrus is twerking or something. And he just kept saying that. And I'm like, where is she getting all this from? Like, we were twerking and back that thing up juvenile when I was 11, 12, 13, which is probably crazy. But still, it's just, you know, we were twerking then. So where is all this twerk just phenomenon coming from? She sees, I guess, Twerk Team, and she just want to be a part of it so bad. I'm just like, girl,
well,
chill out.
It's
like,
not
these
that,
days, like, what is the deal? Like, she
message.
Just...
There's a deeper message about a lot of this shit. And it's not even the fact that it's just not the fact that, how can I put it? It's not the fact that we were doing it. It's the fact that they know that when they start doing it, they could really fucking blow up. You know what I'm saying? It's weird.
Disgusting to me. I mean,
yo, this shit is for real, for real. It's been happening. It's happened in rock and roll music. It's happened in rap music. You just had Macklemore the other day say that he don't think he would have been. Macklemore said, "I don't think I would have been successful if I were black."
Yeah.
He said, you know, and
it's true.
He's telling
I believe him to the T.
It's the truth.
I believe him. You know,
It's the absolute truth. And Miley Cyrus twerking, doesn't matter who the twerk team is. Miley doing it is going to be more successful than those girls in Atlanta could ever be. You see what I'm saying?
What is her dad? I just want to know, like, what does Billy Ray Cyrus have to say? Is he saying anything? And then I don't know. I don't feel like reading people standing up for Miley. I think that they said Justin sticks up for Miley. I don't want to hear all that. I don't want to hear people sticking up for her. No, she's grown now. She wanted to do all that on stage. It was out of line. But I don't want to hear everybody saying, "Oh, she doing her thing." I hate when people try to There's no positive in this. Don't try to find the positive and say Miley doing her thing, because she wasn't doing her thing. Did she get her attention?
Well, you know what?
Yes, she got her attention, but she didn't do her thing.
Artists,
it was horrible.
I think artists are different. Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I think that artists are different. Artists are all about artistic license. They always want to make sure that you know they can be able to express themselves however they want.
Yeah.
And
most
of the artists are just saying is that, listen, if this is the way she want to go out there and do her thing, let her fucking do it. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather somebody say that than put the influence on our culture, like we're making Miley do this shit because it's popular or whatever. When I hear people say that, I got a problem. Like, oh, Miley's hanging with all the rap guys, so now she's bending over and wearing gold grills.
I've seen that a lot.
Because they want to place the blame back on us.
Mm-hmm.
So
I
love
Bieber
it because Justin Timberlake, exactly. Just like
I didn't hear what he said. I didn't hear I don't want to hear it because I don't like Miley right now.
But it's their prerogative. I'm just glad when people say, "Listen, that's them."
Let her do her thing.
Not say, "Hey, it's because she's hanging with so-and-so and so-and-so." Because ain't nobody got a gun to her head making her twerk like crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is what she wants to do. So do
record,
your thing.
For the record, that's not twerking. So that's just for the record. That's not twerking. I don't know what that is, but that's not twerking.
No,
that's
nothing
for the record.
It's nothing.
And then
she has nothing to shake.
Nothing.
So it's really nothing.
But
it's really
anyway,
nothing.
That,
it's like bending over and vibrating. She's not doing anything.
she was the most, and for right now, I don't like her now. Like, so I'm gonna have my, I don't know however long, but I don't like it. And it was so sad is I actually liked the song a little. It won't stop. I said, okay, well, she's doing the most in the video, but I like the song, you know. And no, now I'm upset with her. So no, I don't like her now because of the performance. And we'll see what happens. This is just me. Now I don't like her. It's been years, but I don't like her now, so we'll see what happens. But it just took that one show, and I just was like, I can't. So,
I
know.
Can't
I
name any other Miley Cyrus song, so I don't know what there is to like about Miley, because I've never been exposed to Miley. So, I don't know. All I know is she's on the Disney Channel. Like, everything else, I have no idea what Miley Cyrus has done. Like, Was I supposed to be a fan of Miley? I don't know what the fuck.
No. She had a great record called something about in the USA or something. That was like a big deal, and everybody loved this song, right? It's some type of like it's like an anthem for the USA, and it came out, and it was a real pop acoustic R&B type of hands up, I'm playing the song or something like that. And that was really like a great song for her to break away from the Disney to the I'm a, you know, singing my music now. I'm not Hannah Montana, I'm Miley Cyrus. So it was a great separation. And it came out, I can't, in the early 2000s, I want to say. Early 2000s. So it was a great song. And I said, oh, this is good. Miley didn't grow up. So, of course, I wasn't over head over, you know, Beyonce fan and all of that with her. But mm-hmm. I thought that was great effort for her to break away. It's hard to break away from that Disney. Like, I've done it, but it's hard to break away from that Hannah Disney character for so long and transition, and she did it well with that record. And then she kind of ventured off and did some rock stuff and was doing VH1 Divas, and I didn't like that, but I didn't hate it, but I hated this one. So I just have to let it be known. I hated it, so, like, I literally hated it.
I had no idea what Miley
was. I was disgusted. To see her go from that to this, I'm disgusted. So.
Most thing I know about Miley Cyrus is Mac Main saying it in that song in 3 years. In 3 years, holler at me, Miley Cyrus. And, you know, of course I knew
and
she
now,
was Hannah Montana, but I never watched Hannah Montana. Like, I don't know what the hell that show is about. So, basically, you know, I'm looking at it like, okay, here's some. To me, you know what's funny? To me, it's like the norm. It's normal. It's like the young child star that grows up being crazy as shit. That shit happens to all these
girls. And see,
girls.
And I thought she was going to do well. I didn't see that coming out of her. You know what I mean? I didn't see that. Because, of course, they're going to experiment and do their thing. They're grown now. But, I mean, I think I was more upset about I think I was more upset when Robin Thicke came out. Because I was like, the same thing you like, why is she even singing this? She's not on this record. So I was upset about that, I think, and that's what took me over the edge. I was at first, I was like, she's doing the most. But then when Robin came out and she was just doing, I was like, what? And that's when I didn't like her. So I bet Paula's not a fan either. Who knows? I can't speak for her, but I wasn't feeling that. I'm sorry. I didn't like it. I don't like her now. She getting money, but I don't like her. So what's up with the Jay-Z drama? I was at work yesterday. And it came flashing across CNN, Big Pimpin', and women were shaking all in the TV screen, and men were looking like, what's going on? And it was in the hotel lobby, and they were like, Jay-Z's being sued for Big Pimpin', and they showed the little clip with the man overseas and whatnot, the foreign dude with the same beat. What's up? This is your dude. What's going on with it?
I mean, you know, Ho's my man. That's my fucking dude, period. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
A lot of these guys will end up getting caught up in this if they have something to do, you know, with that. You know, a lot of these producers, you know what I'm saying? There's ways to get around stuff, and, you know, sometimes they think they have gotten around it, and they really haven't. You know what I'm saying? And so guys wait till that money builds up and builds up and builds up. And then that's when they be like, okay, now's the time to go at them. You know what I'm saying? So, trust me, there's dudes out there waiting on lawsuits.
Yes.
There's dudes out there that's sitting there like, let this shit grow a little bit more. Let this shit get some money. Or I'm going to chill until he's at the height of his shit. Then I'm coming full force to get mine. And more than likely, they get a settlement and they get that money and they get the money to really go away. Because if the people know that they have some sort of case or they have some sort of legitimacy to what they're suing for, they're just going to pay them to go away. You know what I'm saying? So whoever it is, whoever that dude is, if he does have a legitimate claim, then he should get his money straight up. You know what I'm saying? Being producer, manager, I've touched those pads. I've touched those keys. I know what it is to come up with something and then hear some shit that somebody took from you. I hate that shit. You feel what I'm saying? And if that's the case, somebody should get their money straight up. I could never knock a dude, no matter how much I love Ho. I don't think Ho produced the record. He ain't produced that record.
He
didn't know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, whoever dude is, hey, if you got a legitimate claim, I hope you get paid.
Man, tell me why when I first saw that, my first idea was like, dang, they about to get that money. That's all I kept thinking about. Like, dang, they about to get paid. And I was like, lucky nigga. Like, because, I mean, I thought the same thing. I'm like, oh, he waited for a minute. Like, he waited for him to get get that, you know, get that value up. And I had thought about in my mind if this would have been back in the day, because I was thinking about Pimp C not being here no more. And just, I was thinking about all this, right, during this little few minutes. And I was like, dang, if we could get it back then, it wouldn't have made no difference. And I said, I wonder what would have happened then, and what would happen with Hov and his situation with Big Pimp and Bun B and all of them, if that would happen, would they be? Because Mr. Boomtown shot that video. So I thought about all of this. I'm thinking on a whole nother, doing the most with it, just really thinking back to that time. If he would have came out and sued, would it have made a difference? It would have mattered. And I was like, oh my God, he about to get paid. And that's all I kept thinking. And it did sound just like what it was, you know, when they showed the little clip, whatever. I was like, what happened? So, and then it was on CNN.
Yeah, I
mean, I said, dang, they really.
Yeah, I mean, that's how big Jay-Z is.
I know.
That's how big he is.
Dang,
go
he
after
got
whole,
CNN. Not no BT.
It's
going to
make CNN. Not BT.
It was breaking CNN news at that. It wasn't just like, oh, we got a story. No, breaking news.
And that lets you know that guy got a legitimate claim.
And that
lets you know that guy got a yeah, exactly. That
both.
They will make sure that, you know,
yes.
Oh shit, is this real, or, you know,
yeah,
okay,
they
well
was
shit, breaking
to
news.
Break that.
Right. So like I said though, I can't hate on anybody with their artistic integrity, man. One thing that you always hate is that if you know somebody stole your shit. You hate that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I got to respect anybody that's going after some shit they feel was taken from them. So that's what it is on that. I love Hov to death, but
yeah,
pay that man.
Yeah, and I wanted to text you too when it happened. Like, are you okay? Just like some supportive shit. Even though it wasn't that deep, but I still would be like, hey.
I was probably riding somewhere listening to Hov at the time. Because that shit, I've been riding to him all week. Haven't stopped riding to him. But like I said, you know, that's something you got to deal with. Robin Dick going through it with Marvin Gaye family right now.
Yeah,
you know,
I was
going to
say that same deal. It is, and it's one of those things, and it's one of those things that I think unsigned artists and anybody in the industry coming up can learn from, because this just takes it back to those basic rules of paperwork and clearances and doing things in proper way and making sure, because come on now, at one point, you coming for your money. Just like I remember you saying, if you do a record for somebody and they have to put you on that record, if they're getting paid, then you need to be getting paid.
Straight up.
What it is. It's business. And so, do you handle business now or handle it later? But trust and believe it's going to be handled. So you can put in all the work if you want, but they coming for their money. I'm going to come for mine.
Yeah.
I don't know about everybody.
Shit, there's corporations out there
that
are supposed to look after this. You know, that's what they're there for. They're there to track to see if somebody is cheating you out of your money, your performance rights organizations. They're employed. There are many employees that work for them for a reason, and thank God for them. Because there's a lot of people with missing money that they don't even know about. And when you get into this business and, you know, everybody wants a favor or a handout or this and that, at least let it be agreed to. If I'm going to give you something for free, at least let me agree to give it to you for free. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't take the shit.
Yeah. Well, shit. I mean, that's straight like that. And that's what it is. I'm trying to think of, other than the devastating news in Syria, like I was speaking with you about that prior to the radio show, prayers up, and I don't even know what else to say. I mean, gosh, my goodness, it came out of nowhere, and I was telling everybody that didn't listen last week, or I didn't really go into detail and post it on any social networks, but my brother, one of my brothers, had actually been picked up for a team in Syria because he plays overseas. He's a free agent for overseas basketball, the FIBA. And so his first contract was going to be Syria, next one Germany. He's definitely not going to Syria now. And I just thought that was crazy how that's where he was heading in October to pick up his first contract. And then, you know, now this, and at the same time blessed and happy that it's now and not in October, you know, so I had mentioned to that Golden to earlier, so I wanted to tell everybody, you know, gosh, it was just crazy and shocking. So I'm glad he's not going.
Yeah,
and I hope,
you know,
that
prayers to those people, man. That's
that's a horrible situation
over there when you see kids just breathing in some shit and minutes later they're dead. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that shit is crazy over there. So, you know, and, you know, that's, that you know, shit got to be taken care of. So hopefully that don't spark no war that we into for a long-ass time or something like that. But all you could do is send your prayers and, you know what I'm saying, and watch the news a little bit just to stay informed of what's going on. But, you know, one of the other things I wanted to talk about that I thought was crazy was the J. Cole Diddy fight. Alleged J. Cole Diddy fight where they fought at a party, an after party at the VMAs where Beyonce got involved and Jay-Z had to step in front of her to protect her because she wanted them to stop fighting. But apparently, you know, Puff Daddy started talking crazy about the whole Kendrick Lamar thing and saying that he was the king of the dog. Fuck that, but J. Cole jumped to his defense, and they say he actually went as far as to say, you mad about that shit because you murdered both of them. That you murdered Pac and Biggie. I'm like, wow, did he really say that? And that's when it was like Beyonce, you know, was like screaming stop, you know, because they got pretty crazy. But For somebody to say in a crowded room of people that Puff Daddy
is what everybody always thinks in their mind.
Exactly. Everybody always thinks that shit,
but
people don't say it. And this was a Hov and Diddy party. So, you know, Hov wasn't, they say Hov wasn't happy. Jay-Z wasn't happy because this is his artist screaming to Puff Daddy, which, you know, Jay-Z and Puff to know each other for a long time. Like, you're the nigga responsible for the death of these niggas. F you.
Right.
I'm like, wow.
And so then, well, you know, I don't know, but then, you know, Diddy tweets that he doesn't address rumors, but he has to let it be known that he's got so much respect for J. Cole and their friends, and the rumors aren't true. We had a great party.
And that's control. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? Like, what he's supposed
to, I mean, that's,
you know,
totally your publicist right now.
He's a but see, but Diddy's a diplomat, a publicist. He could be whatever you want him to be, but he knows he can't feed. There's a few stories that Puff ain't never gonna feed into. Can't never. And they have risen their ugly heads many of times, and Puff has skirted around, and he don't want to even talk about this shit. When people say Puff has something to do with Pac or Biggie's death, you are not going to you're not going to hear Puff Daddy addressing that shit.
No.
Everybody else can talk about it all they want. Diddy, you're not going to get any crazy conversation out of him when it comes to that. So I'm not shocked at all that he put that rumor, that shit to bed, how he wanted it to put to bed. I'm not shocked at all.
He said, I'm going to handle this. I'm going to control this. But a lot of us are like, well, you know, we know how the media can be, but yet at the same time, it be some truth to the media. So
you know,
come on now,
funny,
be some truth to it.
Let me tell you what's crazy about that shit, right? Nancy Grace, I don't know if you know the audience listening knows who
Nancy Grace.
But Nancy Grace be really putting the truth out there a lot. But she had a show. She has a show called Nancy Grace Mysteries. And the other day, the subject was Tupac and Biggie, right? At the end of Nancy Grace's show, they had this screen full of similarities in their killings. Like, both got shot on the passenger side. Both got shot after a big event at an intersection. Both were hit multiple times through a door. It was a bunch of shit. Like, there was way more shit than I'm saying right now. But the coincidence was crazy. And then at the end, after she read down all the coincidences, like how they're both, the killings were both the same, she said, it's almost like the same person killed both of them. and the shit went off. And I just remember sitting there like, oh, shit. Like,
yeah.
How the fuck are there murders that similar?
Yeah.
Their shits are like identical almost.
Yes. And then
and
it
when
was
she
only,
said,
it was
it's almost like
apart.
When she said that, like, out of her mouth, like, it's really almost like the same person killed both of these guys or had something to do with it. The coincidences are too much. I was just like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of
real
as fuck.
Nancy be knowing what it is. Nancy will tell you straight like that. And she, I mean, it don't, when they started, everything started coming out and they started saying what it was and people started putting two and two together, niggas was retiring from the police force because they couldn't handle, you know, the fact that they pretty much knew what was going on and who did it. And they, I mean, it's a real big deal. And then both of them are unsolved. Like, come on. You know what I mean?
Both of them go unsolved. Both were, you know, after those crowded parties. You know that everybody was attending both at
so
intersections. It was just both in the passenger seat, multiple shots. You know, just crazy how similar the shit was. It really, really was. But when she made that statement, that's what made me kind of look. If there was a camera on my face looking at the TV screen when she said that shit, because it went off after that. Like, that was her last statement. Was like, it is almost, you know how she talked.
Yeah.
It's almost like the same person killed both of them.
Yeah.
And I was just like, damn.
He was left there, yeah. Nancy go in.
I was like, what?
Nancy go in, and she got them eyes, and she,
right. It was weird. It was weird. Then you hear this. Then right after that, you hear about this J. Cole shit.
Yeah.
Screaming at
and then him,
killed them both.
It's crazy. Hey.
Hip hop.
Okay. That's the way you say it. And then, you know, speaking of just things that have happened, I wanted to mention that. That was crazy, that school shooting thing, attempt in Georgia again, but the lady, the black lady.
Shout out to the doctor.
Yeah.
Antoinette.
Yeah, because that right there was we didn't need that either. We never do. But that I'm glad that she was able to get that, and then Obama called and showed her some support, and she was really excited about that, and I'm happy for her. So, yeah, that was, and everyone else, because I can't imagine my kids going back to school just starting. It's like already, you know what I mean? So thank you, and for real, shout out to everybody, and thank you, God. So, but,
That could have been bad, man.
No, it's for real, right there in Atlanta, right there in the ATL. I think I had just left there too, cause for that celebrity ball game. So that was crazy. Well, you guys, this is, if you've been listening to us, if you're listening to us, having this conversation and going in on the news, we're back next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. And we are Global 14, the credit via global14.com, which is Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. Shout out to our guest that was on tonight, Scotty ATL, also from Atlanta, Georgia, the East Side, holding it down, and came to chat with us about what he had going on, how he got into the game, and what he has coming up forward. And shooting a movie starting tomorrow, that's real dope of him.
Dope.
Getting his acting on. I could see that.
Matter of fact, I heard I heard Waka Flocka just joined Love and Hip Hop with his wife.
Wow, you know, that's going to be something. Oh, we got to go to the premiere, just like last time.
Yeah.
And now we'll know a lot more people than before, so we can really work that room like we need to. But
it's going to be great. It's definitely going to be great.
It's going to be nice.
Yeah, I don't think Scrappy is going to be on there anymore.
Okay.
At
so they had to replace
him
with another. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
With another. Okay. I see how that works. Well, good. Hopefully we get to see more of Deborah. I love her from Mazay Entertainment. So that'll be great. Well, yeah, so that was it. We broadcasted tonight. Shout out to everybody who tuned in. Shout out to Lamont holding it down, staff.
Yes,
I apologize if I've been off my game tonight, guys. But like I said, it's just been a, you know, whirlwind of a week. But I'm excited always to be on the show with you, Golden, and everyone else listening tonight. Thank you so much for your support. We appreciate you. We're back next week. You can follow me. Follow our networks. I'm sorry. We have a Facebook page. Make sure you go like it, Global 14 The Cut. We also have
yes.
a YouTube, Global 14 The Cut. So if you just Google,
yes.
you'll find everything you need. At Global 14, The Cut is a Twitter. At Global 14 is the network. I'm at Onyx254 on both Global 14, Twitter, and IG.
You can find me at The Glue, THAGLUE on Twitter, and Golden Fleece on Global14.com. Like Onyx said, make sure you go like the Facebook page. Go subscribe
yes.
to the YouTube page. A lot coming up. Shout out The Cut Wednesday, always, every Wednesday. Holla at us, man.
Alrighty, and it's going down. What should we ride out to? Gotta ride out to something. Gotta ride out to
play that. Let's see. Play that. What you got? Any of that? Any more Scotty ATL music?
I don't have any more of his records.
Oh, was just that one.
I wanted to, but we can ride out to that. We can. We can let the people
yeah,
in.
Just ride out to that Scotty ATL, Trinidad mm-hmm. James, all that Kendrick Lamar control verse. I'm still giving that airtime. I'm still fucking with that shit.
Oh my God, are you? Okay.
Hell yeah, I'm
that.
Still fucking with that shit.
Wait for that. And
that's
I'm
crazy.
I'm mad. I have to.
Here come the West Coast gangsters defending them. It's so interesting what's going to happen when Kendrick comes and actually speaks. When mm-hmm. Kendrick comes and actually speaks, he's going to defuse this whole shit, and you're just going to mm-hmm. have to out-rap him. If you can't mm-hmm. do it, you can't do it. You guys got, like, T.I.'s defending him. Snoop is basically
mm-hmm.
telling you, watch what you say about him, because even though he ain't gangster, he got 100,000 gangster niggas behind him, and I'm telling you
mm-hmm.
that right now. So
mm-hmm.
game is like, yo, if anybody go at Kendrick, I'm coming for their neck. So this is going to be interesting, but again,
yeah.
shout out Kendrick for shaking up the hip-hop world. We needed that shit.
Seriously, right? Oh my gosh, I can't find it. We're gonna ride out. We'll be on here all night, me trying to scroll.
We gotta
get in here and clean this thing up a little bit. We go right out to Scotty. This is the game record. We played it earlier. If you missed it, here you go now. This is off of Face, Forever and in the Heart of Atlanta. Forever Atlanta in the Heart, I believe is how it's, the acronym stands for. But definitely go download it and get this mixtape. Check him out. Scotty ATL is the Twitter. Check him. Game featuring Trinidad James and Big Crit, produced by DJ Bun One. And we out.
My weed up, hint, she not mine. Little hood rat and my cheese up, and I throw slow down just a little bit.
Taste the whole jet, Lord, that RP bitch, Chad Buck. Ryan Dirty still does that. Gang, give me that good head. Head tight like Sport Cow. Still get more hold than you. Even if the day I said fuck, ratting on gang. G is for guinea, A is for all day, M is for money, E is for everything, Pimp in the player, better yet, the E is for Eastside, Lithonia, Decatur, and on.
Cruising like a sailboat, sucking at my tailcoat, coattail, folks looking at me like I sell dope. Nah, I just rap a little, you can say I sell hope. I'm so hip, I ain't falling for that shit you fell for, gang.
Let me tell you about game. I wrote this on a plane to NY, man. Yeah. You can play the game or get played. For your cross, nigga, look both ways. Cause okay, these streets are as shit.
Okay,
nigga, okay. Nigga, think you got that sack. Now they're down to be your friend. Talk about you behind your back. Bush out on the ring. Like, bro, I need some help. Man, y'all niggas hell. I'm a 8-town, I'm a state down. We call y'all niggas shell. And now I ain't gas yet. But in Clay Coat, I had it, bro. Super flavors on that pack, bro. The shit was overrated. Had to do what I had to. Come on, mama ran, had to be paid. And it wasn't too hard, cause that hustle man was my thing. Met a lot of niggas in this game, real and fake. Trust the niggas, man, can be a key mistake. I really wish that it didn't have to be this way. But it's a G-A-M-E, that's never O-B. Goddamn, yeah.
Cruising like a sailboat, sucking at my tailcoat, coattail. Folks looking at me like I sell dope. Rap a little, you can say I sell hope. I'm so hip, I ain't falling for that shit you fell for, gang.
This shit here, the player, wait. Shoes is Gator, slick is Activator. Zeus is Taylor, made Gator. Wait, won't replenish you. In this game, on this field. Now, I admit, when it comes to shaking and step on and hold, it takes some skill, takes some will, it takes some power. In a mouthpiece, this crazy. To motivate a buster to get this money, cause most these hoes is lazy. See, we talk about them train tracks with no pumps or brakes if you a real conductor. Don't press a buzzer, she down for fucking. Now, that pro thing, I really love. I slide with brothers, you bust and cuff them. Raw dogging. Hell no, hell you no. Kissing buses, they niggas sucking on my dick with no stalling. Let's film die. You simple minded, that's film die. I'm film die. Sharpest crease with no sergeant. It just came natural, authentic, and
it's all good, player.
Yo, girl up and told me.
And it is what it is.
Ain't what you can do about it, man.
Do I have to say it twice?
Yo, girl up and told me.
Ain't nothing you can do about
ain't
this,
what you can do about it, man.
Like a sailboat. Looking at my tailcoat, coattail. Folks looking at me like I sell dope. I just rap a little, you can say I sell hope. I'm so hip, I ain't falling for that shit you fell for.